Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, July 26th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. U.S. officials have emphasized that the U.S. will defend every inch of NATO territory after Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko suggested Wagner mercenaries wanted to make an excursion to Poland. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller made the comments during a press briefing on Monday night in reference to comments made over the weekend by Lukashenko to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Lukashenko reportedly told Putin during their meeting in St. Petersburg that Wagner PMC troops in Belarus wanted to go west and potentially make an excursion to the Polish capital Warsaw and the southeastern city of Rzeszów. Asked by reporters if the U.S. or its allies should be worried about Lukashenko's remarks, Miller said he didn't know how much you should read into them, as only Russia has demonstrated the intent and willingness to invade its neighbors. Miller went on to emphasize that the U.S. alliance with Poland is strong. Poland is a NATO member, and we will defend, if necessary, every inch of NATO territory. Today is day 518 of Russia's war on Ukraine. Polish government officials have confirmed that Polish holidaymakers in Greece are receiving assistance from travel agencies as the southern European country battles intense wildfires. In an interview on Tuesday, government spokesperson Piotr Müller told public broadcaster Polish Radio that representatives from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Ministry of Sport and Tourism were in contact with travel agencies organizing trips to Rhodes and Corfu in Greece, including Itaka, Rainbow, Exim Tours, Grecos, and Coral Travel. While the travel companies are reportedly providing Polish tourists with assistance on a continuous basis, Mueller urged those whose holidays had ended but are unable to leave Greece to contact the Polish embassy in Athens for assistance. World number one Iga Świątek has progressed to the second round of the BNP Paribas Poland Open women's tennis tournament before a home crowd in Warsaw. The Polish star defeated Nigina Abduraimova from Uzbekistan in two sets Tuesday night to book a place in the round of 16. Świątek next faces either America's world number 78 Claire Liu or China's world number 116 Ye Yuan on Thursday. A local tennis player from Tchev, Veronika Ewald, also made her debut yesterday in the Poland Open. The 17-year-old graduate of the Gdansk Tennis Academy faced 26-year-old Rebecca Šramková of Slovakia in the first round yesterday, ultimately losing to the more experienced Slovak in two sets. A food aid point in the Gdansk city center is celebrating 6 months of successful operations in which they have distributed 10 tons of food aid to nearly 2,000 people. The Sklep Społeczny za Stołem food bank on Aksamitna Street was established last December to provide food aid for those in need while simultaneously reducing food waste. Patrons can take home, free of charge, up to 2.5 kilograms of various vegetables, fruits, meat, fish, bread, dairy products, and ready-made products such as dumplings donated from local stores. While the products have a short shelf life of 2 to 3 days, they are still suitable for consumption. The shop is open 5 days a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and on Tuesdays from 1 a.m. to 6 p.m.
The weather.
Today will start off mostly cloudy with a chance for rain into the early afternoon, accompanied by a strong breeze from the northwest. Temperatures will be slightly cooler than yesterday, with a daytime high of 19 degrees centigrade or 66 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 11 degrees centigrade or 52 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Slightly warmer and sunnier weather is expected tomorrow, with a chance for rain returning on Friday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.